Thanks for tuning in and listening to Riley on Film. I am Damian Riley, your ghost host. While you're here, I hope you got your horror's worth. Find out more and subscribe, only not in that order, at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, enjoy the show.
Please listen carefully.
This is my review of In Fabric. I'm so glad I finally saw this movie. I've been wanting to see it for several years. I want to say this goes back as far as 2014. I'm not sure, and I don't see the date in front of me, but 2018. So it doesn't quite go that far back. I think us old guys, we reach a certain age and we just think we're not old. And some of us are more than others, I guess. I like to think I'm young at heart. But anyway, this was 2018, which was really not that long ago. But the reason I thought of 2014 is, what is my ultimate arbiter of where I am in the universe? When I saw Tusk. That's right. I saw Tusk 2014. But we're not talking about Tusk. We're talking about In Fabric, directed by Peter Strickland, who apparently has made a name for himself. This film is different. It's like people have called it Lynch meets Dario Argento. Yeah, there are moments like that. It definitely is simplified, which I like a lot. For example, I was just watching last night in Soho yesterday, and a bunch of friends were telling me that it was so good. My friend Charlie Ray was telling me it was so good, and it was pretty good. It was better than I had prejudiced about it, because when I saw them doing the dancing with the finger dancing in the 60s and all that, the fingers on the eyes and stuff, I was like, no thank you, don't really want to watch a whole movie of this. And Baby Driver was kind of like that, and so the director kind of does that. And I guess for me, that was kind of a hang-up. Everybody has hang-ups, right? You have something you can't get beyond. For some people, it's an actor. For a lot of years, I didn't really like John Voight. But I forced myself to watch his movies, and I just ignored that I didn't really like him as a private person. And I love him as an actor, so it can happen. You just gotta look at yourself as an artiste and an appreciator. Gotta mind my tongue there. I am an appreciator of movies, and I hope you are, and I know most people who listen to this are. So I would just say, hey, a couple things, actually. I figured something else out, too. If you look at this movie, you're going to find something quite different than what you probably suspect. So do not be prejudiced toward this movie. Do not be prejudiced toward any movie. But especially those of you that don't just hang on the latest, greatest 4 out of 10 film for high school kids drinking beer. Which maybe some of you are like that. I have a few in that age range that listen. At least they used to. Hopefully they still do. Hello out there. The point is, there's a lot to be prejudiced about with this movie, and I can't talk today for some reason. I need to get myself a nice root beer. But before I do that, please see this movie. It's excellent. You're going to find a lot of creepy things going on that you're not really going to understand. You're going to see a lot of things that I think come from like sort of the Blade Runner time, when films were being made at that time. There's like a lot of that kind of a feeling. There's a kind of a feeling of Beneath the Black Rainbow, I believe the title is. That film that is so odd. There's a lot of oddity in this. But I don't really have a whole bunch more to say, other than the fact that I really recommend this film to you. It has at least two characters, I guess just two main characters, that encounter the dress, and as they do so, things happen, which reminded me of a Twilight Zone. Twilight Zone has things like that, where the talking Tina doll travels from family to family or whatever, things like that. It's like that, but with a dress, and definitely not for kids, definitely rated R. A couple sex scenes, pretty graphic. There is nudity, there's definite violence. It travels back and forth from a dream to the real world, so it's not that bad of blood and gore, but it is there, and I think it would probably scare children, so definitely not for children. But check it out and see what you think. It borrows from so many other films. It'd be neat to get some different opinions about it, and you can just leave those in the comments. So without any further ado, I can't quite think of anything else to say other than, oh, I will say this, it's kind of weird to kind of be sort of poking fun at their fashion industry, whereas we have a whole different fashion industry, it seems like, and this is like British, so it was kind of odd just hearing people speak with British accents and then doing the whole darling type of thing, you know, that we're used to over here. So Devil Wears Prada kind of rang a bell, and that made sense. So you could compare it to that. It's sort of like that, but it's has sort of a feel of like an 80s, it's the end of the world, we're all being hypnotized by the television. So it also has that too. So I would mostly recommend it probably for the latter, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. You can find out more and subscribe always for free at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, have a great day.